This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Joining me now is Max Goodman. He works for NJ Advanced Media and covers the Yankees. So, Max, what's going on, brother? How are you? Al Cintron in New York.
I'm doing well, Al. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm doing better than the Yankees right now, I'll tell you that.
They've got some injuries piling up, that's for sure.
Yeah, speaking of the injuries, what's the very latest on Gerrit Cole?
Well, it's kind of a hope for the best, but expect the worst type of situation. You know, he had the elbow issue last year, was able to rehab through it, and then came back and looked good over the summer, pitched into the postseason. They had a different approach for him this offseason, thrown a little bit earlier, and now all of a sudden he's kind of back in a similar spot with elbow issues again. And, you know, we'll see what the results of some imaging says, but, you know, Cole said down in Tampa today that he's pretty concerned and that, you know, he's worried that he's going to need surgery, and that would, of course, rule him out for all of this year and into some of next year, too. That would be, you know, probably Tommy John if he has some UCL damage in there. We'll see what happens. I mean, having Luis Gil already out for, you know, the first 3-plus months of the season is not ideal for that rotation either. That was supposed to be this team's, you know, biggest strength, the pitching staff heading into this year. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing they signed Max Fried this past offseason, because that rotation is suddenly looking a little thinner than we thought it would be this time of year.
And the other thing, it's a good thing they didn't trade Marcus Stroman. Because,
right.
You know, now we all know first half Marcus Stroman is pretty damn good. It's the second half we worry about. So now Marcus Stroman becomes a big part of this Yankee rotation, which was their strength going into the season. And now we don't know what the hell's going on. What are the options for the Yankee fans on the roster and potentially a free agents or maybe via trade?
Well, I'll start with the second part of that. You know, free agency, you're looking at slim pickings at this point. I mean, we're only 2.5 weeks until the regular season opens. So maybe you can get a veteran on a you know, smaller contract, but there aren't that many names out there. If it's a trade, you know, maybe there's a rental that they could try to acquire, but at that point, other teams are going to know that the Yankees are pretty desperate, right? And there's already going to be a high cost in terms of prospects. And, you know, do the Yankees want to part with someone like a Jason Dominguez or a George Lombard Jr. or something like that to get a top shelf starter? That remains to be seen. That would be quite an investment in terms of talent. And, you know, a lot of the times it's going to be a one-year player like the Juan Soto trade, if you want a Michael King, for instance, because the Padres might ship him off. So what are the options internally? Well, it looks like pitching prospect Will Warren is going to have a good shot to win that fifth spot in the rotation, if not a sure thing at this point, especially if Cole is out for the foreseeable future. So that would be Fried, Rodon, Schmidt, Stroman, and then Warren. And at camp, you've got non-roster invitees like Carlos Carrasco, who's been around for forever, looked good so far in camp, and Alan Winans, ex-Brave starter who has some big experience. So they're really going to have to rely on some of their depth early and often. And they're one more injury away from, you know, really being in a disastrous situation. But I think it's fair to call it a nightmare already.
Speaking of nightmares, Giancarlo Stanton Third in time injections. They're hoping for third time is the charm. It's not looking like it. What's the latest with him?
Right. He's got tennis elbow in both of his elbows, which is something that he dealt with last season, which I think makes his, you know, insane vintage Stanton run in the playoffs even more impressive, the fact that he was playing through some pain. But that came back once he started ramping up this spring, and it's even worse. He hasn't swung a bat in over a month. So even if that injection does work, you know, you're looking at a pretty long ramp-up period for him. And, I mean, surgery can't necessarily be ruled out there either, and that would take him out for all of this season too. So they're still in a little bit of a wait-and-see mode with Stanton, and I don't think we'll see him in pinstripes for quite some time, maybe the first few months of the season, if all goes well.
So if Stanton's out for most of the season, what direction do the Yankees turn to? Do they go in-house? Do they look at a J.D. Martinez? Like, what's the realistic options when it comes to the DH position for the Yanks?
Right. I could totally see them making a move right before opening day. You know, GM Brian Cashman has a track record of importing and addressing a weakness right before the season begins. We saw that with the John Birdie trade last season. Even the Josh Donaldson trade came, you know, a little later than where we are right now in March a couple of years ago. So that comes down to, you know, who's available out there. If they want to try to address third base or a corner outfield spot and then push someone else into DH more often, I think that manager Aaron Boone will use Stanton's absence as a way to give Aaron Judge some days off his feet and maybe have him DH. You could put Trent Grisham in center field and move Cody Bellinger over to right. But there are some youngsters that have been impressing at camp so far. Everson Pereira, he had Tommy John surgery, so he was out for much of last season. Came up very briefly at the end of the 2023 campaign. Always been a prospect with a lot of upside at the plate, a talented defender in the outfield. He's looked really good so far in camp. And then Ben Rice, too. You know, his numbers kind of plummeted in the big leagues last year when he filled in for Anthony Rizzo playing first base. But you've seen the potential there, the flashes, and the way that he's able to command the strike zone and hit the ball out of the ballpark, too. So that might be an opportunity for those guys to step in. Maybe ex-Met Dominic Smith could even get some reps, too. It's a next-man-up mentality already for this team.
The third base competition, what's the latest on DJ LeMahieu, and who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to third base?
Right. DJ has a calf injury, just another gut punch for him because he came in with a pretty good shot to get some playing time at third with the current situation. Whether that's the right move or not, that's the way that the Yankees roster was standing when they reported to camp. Now he's out for the foreseeable future, which, you know, it looks like it's going to be some sort of platoon with Oswaldo Cabrera facing right-handed pitching from the left side, and then Oswald Peraza facing lefties from the right side. Peraza's out of minor league options, so the Yankees either need to have him on the active roster to start the season, or they have to trade him or designate him for assignment and expose him to waivers. I don't think they're going to want to lose him for nothing if he's not going to make the team. They'll maybe include him as a way to address another weakness in a trade. But, you know, I think that Cabrera is of most value to this team in a versatile role. They really don't have that perfect option at third base. That's just something that they haven't addressed, even going all the way back to this offseason, right? It reminds me of left field a couple of years ago when they went into the season with Cabrera and IKF, Billy McKinney, Jake Bowers, those guys playing left, and it was an issue all year long. So either somebody has to step up, whether it's Cabrera, Peraza, maybe DJ comes back from his injury down the road and it somehow recaptures his old form, but that could be a weakness for them this year for sure.
Now, I know you mentioned some names that impressed you at Yankee camp. Besides the usual suspects, who's impressed you the most at Yankee camp?
Well, I think we can definitely bring up a backup catcher, J.C. Escara. I wrote a big feature on him. He's got a very improbable and inspiring path to get to this point where I think he's going to make the team with where things stand right now. I can totally see him and Ben Rice both making the club because of Stanton and LeMahieu being out, with Austin Wells is going to be the starting catcher. But Escara spent 5 years in the Orioles system, went through a bunch of different indie ball teams, and had to relearn the catcher position when the Yankees scooped him up at the beginning of last season. And, you know, he can really hit. He grew up in Hialeah, son of two Cuban immigrants that came to the U.S. And great personality. You think of Oswaldo Cabrera and how he acts in the clubhouse. You can multiply that. And that's what you get with Escara. He's he's been through it all, and he's got a chance to have an impact with this club this spring.
Now, can this Yankee team, without Gerrit Cole, if he's out for the season, without Giancarlo Stanton, if he's out for the season, can this Yankee team still win a division, or it's a wild card?
Oh, it's early to say. I mean, maybe in another division, you'd still feel supremely confident in this club, but the fact that it's the AL East really gives you pause when you think of they're missing all of these key pieces, like you said. The Red Sox are a lot better. I think the Blue Jays will still be a threat. The Rays are always a thorn in the Yankees' side. And if anything, the Orioles were the one team that really had a confusing offseason because they didn't address their pitching staff. They're dealing with some injuries, too. They've got such a really talented young core that they didn't invest to surround them with the necessary talent, I'd say. So I could totally see every team in that division winning 80-plus games, finishing above 500 with multiple postseason teams. I still think this is a playoff team. I mean, maybe with a couple more injuries, and maybe they're one Aaron Judge injury or one Max Fried injury away from it really being a catastrophic situation. But if certain young guys like Volpe, Wells, if Jazz Chisholm has a good year, if Dominguez steps up with more playing time, the bullpen is still going to be elite. I can still see this team being good, but they got to get healthy towards the end of the season too, right? I mean, anything can happen in the playoffs, even if you're a wild card team, but health is just so important.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, Max. You know, I grew up in the era of the 80s with the baseball players where most of the, you know, half the rosters were not in the greatest shape, and yet these guys played 140, 150 games. And you see the athletes now, they are, you know, slim, trim, buffed, you know, in great shape, and they're dropping like flies. Like, do we have at Yankee camp, how are they feeling with everybody dropping like flies with the training staff and all of that?
Well, some of these injuries are more fluky than others, you know, like J.T. Brubaker is competing for a spot, and he's trying to get away from a comebacker up the middle, and he breaks three ribs. I mean, you can't prepare for something like that. And, you know, Gerrit Cole didn't have elbow injuries or really any injuries of the sort through his entire career up until last year. So you can't always prepare for these things, but I also totally understand where the frustration from Yankees fans comes from, where it's a lot of lower body, soft tissue type stuff, and you hope that you can limit these kinds of things, right? Because injuries always come. That's why they always say you can never have enough pitching, for instance, because pitchers are going to drop like flies, especially this time of year as they ramp up after a long off season. And all you can do is just hope that the good players last and the depth is there to step up when you need it. But, I mean, we've seen it time and time again with this team where it's sometimes they're kryptonite down the stretch, right? And you got to look deep into the mirror and figure out what the issue is or if it's just really some bad luck.
Which Yankee has the first beard right now? Is there anybody right now that's rocking a beard fully or is still, you know, taking their time?
Hey, it looks like Stanton already had a little bit of a beard. I mean, he was away from Yankees camp for a while, but he spoke down in Tampa today and it looked like he had something growing. But I'm sure we'll see something with, you know, new closer Devin Williams. That's been his trademark for much of his career. I'm curious to see who experiments with it. And, you know, it might not look good with some players. I certainly couldn't grow a full beard. If I was on the team, I would just stick with shaving right away. But it sounds like Wells, he's got to shave like right away in order for it to be clean shaven. He grows it back real quick. So maybe he just lets it go. And I also wonder if guys will be superstitious about it too. Like maybe if they're playing well, they just don't shave and let it grow. Versus if it's a slump, you try to switch things up.
Two more for me. Who's a player that you could see making this roster that no one had on their radar when camp started?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that the injuries have certainly opened the door, like I said earlier, to a guy like Everson Pereira making the team where if everybody's healthy, DH is full with Stanton, the outfield is full with Judge, Bellinger, and Dominguez, and then Trent Grisham is your backup, right? So there would be no path for someone like Pereira to make the team. He could certainly be an option to make the club later in the season, you know, if someone goes down. But now, all of a sudden, they might need him. I think you can make the same case with Dom Smith, too, right? I mean, he's a non-roster guy, so they'd have to find a spot for him on the 40-man, which, granted, that shouldn't be too tough because of the injuries and guys going on the 60-day. That'll open up some spots. But, you know, Paul Goldschmidt's going to play almost every day at first base. And Dom Smith has some experience in the corner outfield spots, but that's really not his forte necessarily. So they bring him in as a depth piece, right? Now, all of a sudden, he might be on the bench on opening day, and they're one more injury away from him playing even more than we're expecting right now.
Trust me, as a Met fan, you don't want Dom Smith in left field. That's for damn sure. You do not want him out there. And the last one, the over-under number for the Yanks going into the season was 91.5 wins. I heard you mention the Yankees in the 80s. Do you think over and under, and what do you think the win total will be?
Ooh, I'll go under right now just because the disastrous injury situations that we're talking about here, you know, maybe they do get lucky with Cole and Stanton, and they're still, you know, having an impactful season down the stretch. But with the amount of guys that they've already lost and the fact that it's only March 8th, you know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
More injuries will come. I hinted at this earlier. I do think there is potential with some of the younger guys, and I didn't even talk about Bellinger. Like, he could have a really good year for them too. So I think that line is pretty close to where they'll end up, but I'll say, you know, high 80s right now, maybe like 89 wins. And maybe that's me being too optimistic even. What do you think?
I had them at 94, I think I had. I think I had them at 94, but now I'm thinking it might be on the number. In fact, even less, depending on the injuries. You can't lose your ace and think you're still going to hit go over 91.5 wins. I mean, that's a tough, tough blow.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But like I said, I mean, if things go well otherwise, they can still very much be a playoff team and be a contender this year. There are other strengths that they have, and there's upside throughout that roster. But, yeah, I mean, losing the players that they're losing, it's tough for any team to come back from that.
And I know Yankee fans want to know. I forgot this one. Last one for me. I'm sorry about that. Spencer Jones, will we see him ever with the big club?
I mean, at some point, yeah, but he's got to fix the strikeout issues, right? I mean, he struck out 200 times last year in Double A. That's why, you know, when folks are hyping him up again this spring, it's certainly good to see him having success, and he made some swing changes. He's putting the ball in the air. Good things happen when he makes contact and he puts the ball in the air, but when you're striking out 200 times in Double A, he hasn't played in Triple A yet, let alone against big league pitching consistently. He's got a long way to go. So this is a huge year for him, because for years and years, he was an untouchable prospect. And now with the way that the outfield's looking, right? I mean, if Bellinger leaves after this year or next year, there's a spot in the outfield. It could be his if he continues to progress and put the ball in play more often. But man, if he's striking out this much, there's no way that he can be that much of an impactful player and really recognize his potential at the next level. Great defender. He's fast. He's got huge power. He's a five-tool player, but the strikeouts have to be addressed.
Max, I appreciate the time. Thanks for the info. I appreciate it, brother.
Of course. Thanks, Al. Have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.